This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush today signs into law a bioterror bill. Congress calls Project BioShield the first line in the nation's defense against a biological weapons attack. The cost of all the items in the bill is estimated to be $5.5 billion. The first item on the government's shopping list is to stockpile enough new generation anthrax vaccine for 25 million people. President Bush also is expected to sign into law soon a bill concerning food allergies. Last night, the House passed legislation requiring food manufacturers to list common food allergens in plain English on their labels. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Packaged foods have long been required to list their ingredients on the label, but nothing requires those labels to be understandable.
I saw sweet almond oil the other day, and it was called Prunus amygdalis something. It was Latin. I don't happen to speak Latin, and I'm sure the average person doesn't either.
Whether or not a product contains almond oil is more than a mere curiosity for Linda Franklin. Her son Max is one of millions of Americans who are allergic to nuts.
And nut allergic children cannot eat almond oil or walnut oil. So if they just say in large letters almond oil, that would be very helpful and could save a trip to the emergency room or worse.
Worse was what happened to Josh Ramirez, a 21-year-old college student from Michigan. Ramirez was one of an estimated 500,000 Americans with a potentially fatal allergy to peanuts. His mother, Dixie, said he'd always been careful, including the night he bought a chocolate chip cookie from a vending machine in his dormitory.
He had eaten that particular cookie for 2 years. He ate chocolate chip cookies all the time, but they had added peanut butter dough to the cookies without labeling.
Josh Ramirez died within 15 minutes, his mother said. The company that made the cookies was later found not liable for his death. But Dixie Ramirez, Linda Franklin, and other mothers have been pushing for better and more accurate food labeling, and they're about to get it. The House last night gave final approval to the Food Allergen Labeling and Consumer Protection Act. The Senate passed the bill earlier this year. The bill would require that the 8 most common food allergens be listed in plain English on labels by 2006. Those allergens are peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, eggs, milk, soy, and wheat. New York Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey, who's been working on the bill for 4 years, said on the House floor last night it's not everything she wants, but she'll take it.
The Food Allergen Labeling and Consumer Protection Act requires minimal but life-saving changes to food ingredient statements. Upon its implementation, millions of Americans will finally be able to let out a collective sigh of relief, something we can all be proud of.
The bill also requires the Food and Drug Administration to conduct a comprehensive study of the type of cross-contamination that killed Josh Ramirez. And it closes a loophole that lets sometimes dangerous allergens be hidden on a label, says advocate Ann Munoz Furlong.
For example, you could have milk in a natural flavor, and all you're going to see on the label is natural flavor. You won't know until you have a reaction, or if you happen to call a manufacturer that knows about food allergies, whether milk is in the natural flavor.
Munoz Furlong, founder and CEO of the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Network, says that food allergies are not only a common problem, but one that's getting worse.
In a 5-year period between 97 and 02, we just conducted a study that showed us that peanut allergy in children doubled. We now have 600,000 children in this country who have peanut allergy, which is a potentially life-threatening allergic reaction.
And Linda Franklin says that simplified labels will go a long way towards making it easier for families like hers to navigate a world filled with potential dangers.
It was very frustrating because some companies would say, we can't tell you what's in there. It's our secret. You know, they were suspicious that I wanted to steal their secret formula. And I just wanted my child to be able to eat at McDonald's at a birthday party with his friends.
Most of the food industry supports the bill, as does the Bush administration. Many large companies have already been using plain English food labeling for allergens since voluntary guidelines were issued 3 years ago. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.